Today we're in the City of London. When we speak about London generally, we normally talk about the commercial areas, the places where the museums are, the tourist areas, and that is quite different from the City of London. It's where you'll find all the main financial institutions of Britain, the big banks and the stock exchange. It's also the oldest part of London, where you can see the ancient Roman ruins of Londinium. That's the name given to the City of London in Roman times. We asked our reporter, Flora Winfield, to take a look around the City of London for us.
I'm standing beneath the streets of the City of London, in the heart of Roman Londinium. In those days, 2,000 years ago to be exact, this was the amphitheatre where the Romans held their games. Now it lies underneath the medieval Guildhall, centre of the government of the modern City of London, known as the Square Mile. The patterns of that medieval life are still clearly visible in the street plan of the modern city.
Here's Daniel Hodson, who has lived in the city for 40 years, to explain what living there is like.
People like living in the city. It's a welcoming place. There's a degree of flexibility. There's a realization that we have something very special and wanting to continue it. And I think that, for instance, in the year that we're celebrating 20 years after Big Bang, which was the thing which really moved the city ahead, I think it's extraordinary to look back and see how, in many ways, dominant, certainly in the European economy, the City of London is. And we are part of that fabric, and we, in a sense, we're symbolic of the way that it's been able to change.